You know, it's hard to find a person that doesn't totally love this great holiday spirit we have every year. And while everyone is into the season of giving, don't forget the best way to ring in the holidays is to send your friends, your loved ones, your coworkers a beautiful, vibrant bouquet from our friends at 1-800-Flowers.com. Make them happy this year. 1-800-Flowers, they have a vast selection of elegant roses, lilies, daisies, and much more. And the best part is they're only $29.99. So you can deliver a 1-800-Flowers seasonal bouquet to any friend, coworker, loved one. It's the perfect way to let them know how much they mean to you, especially during the holidays. 1-800-Flowers is the only company I trust to deliver fresh flowers from the field for, of course, our holiday gift giving. Now, to get beautiful and vibrant bouquets starting at just $29.99, just go to 1-800-Flowers.com, use your desktop, your mobile device, click on the radio icon, and put in my last name, Hannity. 1-800-Flowers.com. Don't forget to click on the radio icon, put in my last name, Hannity.
I want to share with everybody, because we're close to Christmas, a story about the small, silent voice or whisper of God that's in our heads all the time that we tend to ignore because of our busy lives, because of our jobs or our drama that's going on in our families, because we've heard Lena Dunham say something that's absolutely stupid. But here's what I want you all to hear, because I know we all have these stories. Maybe you didn't know who was talking to you in your mind. I was working at a gym in Pasadena, California. This is back in, I don't know, like 88, 1988. I'd had a motorcycle crash when I was living with my sister, and she had to move, and I had nowhere to live, basically. So I moved in the gym where I was working, and I lived upstairs in the gym, 24-hour gym. I don't even know if they knew. I would just go throw a blanket down up there on some mats and go to sleep every night and get up and do my shift. And I was in the office one day, and a guy comes in and says, "Hey, I'm a Marine from Camp Pendleton. I had a big breakup with my girlfriend, and I lost all my money this weekend, and I need to get back down to Camp Pendleton. Can somebody give me $20? Well, I just gone back to work, and all I had in my pocket was $20. I kid you not, all I had was a $20 bill. And I watched everybody in that office, who I knew they had money, they said, "Nah, sorry, we don't have any money. We can't help you out." He went from person to person, and they were kind of wanting to get him out of the gym. And this voice kept telling me, "Give him your $20. I kept saying to myself, "No, I'm not going to give him that $20. It's all I got left. And I'm not going to get paid for another week. I'm tired of eating beanie weenies and chili every day at the bar next door." So I followed the guy outside. I knew who was talking to me. And I walked up to the guy and I said, "Hey, listen, here's $20. And God bless you and thank you for your service." He said, "Well, give me your address. I'll send it back." I said, no, that's God's money. God told me to give you that money. Have a good trip. I hope everything works out with your fiance, your girlfriend." Never saw the guy again. About 5 minutes later, I'm sitting in the gym sweating because I don't know where I'm going to get money to eat, and I don't want to have to ask people for money. But I followed what God had told me. I followed that whisper in your mind of what to do. And a few minutes later, this guy walks by. He's got this T-shirt on. It's got a cross on it. It's about a music group. And I said, "Hey, I like your T-shirt there, brother." And we started talking. I walked outside talking to him. And I mentioned to him, you know, how important it is to listen to that voice, because this is a new lesson that had been pumped back into my brain. And I told him I gave this guy $20. I didn't tell him that I didn't have any more money. I just told him I'd give him this guy $20. And we talked a little bit more. And I said, "Nice to meet you. Hope to talk to you again." He goes to walk off. He turns around. He says, "You know what?" He reaches his back pocket. He pulls out $40. And he hands me $40. And I said, "What's that for?" He said, "God told me to give that to you, and I don't question God." I was shocked. I was shocked because I don't expect that to happen to people all the time. But in an instant, God had taught me a lesson. And that lesson carried forward my entire career, my entire life, all through SEAL training, when things were terrible and men were having to look at their souls and quit right there. I knew that God had told me to be there, and that if I persisted, that I would be what he wanted me to be. Now, I'm no way, shape, or form the man that he wants me to be. I have my faults, and I still have a long ways to go. But that lesson that I learned in an instant because I listened to that small voice is a lesson that can pay off bigger than any college degree, bigger than any going to performance of Hamilton and thinking that you know everything. Trust me, folks. Trust me. If you listen to God this Christmas, if somebody says they need something, help them out. If you have faith, He'll restore what you have and in some.